This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The interrogation of Jennifer Soto and Stephon Stearns, it is online, and you can even watch it on our YouTube channel. You can listen to it on the podcast channel. It's something. I will say that both very unique in their own nature. Stephon getting arrested by the end of his. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Let's start with Stephon, and then we'll talk about Jen. We even have some clips of Jen to take a look at. But you, Jen, what was your reaction to the Stephon Stearns interrogation video and just his extremely calm demeanor throughout the entire thing, even when they said, "Hey, guess what we found on your phone?"
You know, it's actually, believe it or not, one reaction that you see often.
Really?
Sometimes you get the reaction of the people. It's usually one extreme or the other. Mm-hmm. One extreme is, "What? That's not me. Somebody did all this." So there's the one reaction. Mm-hmm. And the other reaction was his. That calm, just, you know, not a care in the world almost,
yeah,
type of reaction. And I that's what I would say. Normal people act somewhere in the middle of that. But quite frankly, normal people are never called in an interrogation like this, because it was clear from very early on that what he did to Madeline Soto was absolutely egregious, and to most that he was the person responsible for her death.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like, okay, the jig's up, and he just, not a care in the world, it seemed. But obviously, I think you almost have to have that demeanor of not a care in the world if you're going to carry something like that out and be okay with it. We did see the interrogation of Jen Soto as well, and I've gotten a lot of different reactions to that one this week. We'll take a look here in just a minute at that clip. What was your take on her denial of having knowledge of this stuff and her genuine emotion, I thought, sometimes in that that interrogation? What was your experience when watching it?
Well, that's the interrogation that really interested me the most, because you know, I haven't been shy about it from the minute the beginning of this case. I've said that I thought she should be arrested minimally for child neglect, mm-hmm, and allowing this to happen purposefully, as she's well admitted, allowing her, you know, adult boyfriend to sleep alone with her underage daughter. I mean, it's just sickening what she allowed, them all sleeping together, talking about spooning and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's just sick. And so I've always been very vehement about that belief. But then to watch her, as an example, after she was shown photos of her daughter giving fellatio to her boyfriend, and then, you know, well, calling his parents and saying, "Gosh, he's going to need a lawyer." That's all I really needed to see. And so much more. Her in and out of emotion, one minute, you know, hysterical, and then stopped on a dime because she's so worried about that she's going to be arrested. I'm not buying anything what she's saying in terms of that she didn't know. She knew.
Is this, are we watching someone with a mental illness or a personality disorder in this that, you know, wouldn't necessarily, would she be competent to stand trial? Or do you think there's something so far off in this woman that that you know, that things aren't firing right, and for whatever reason she's able to block this stuff out, be conscious of it, but able to block it out as needed to basically survive?
I don't think that at all. I mean, really, this wasn't even a woman that was in a situation where you know, the man owns the house, the man is the breadwinner, the man's in control. She was.
That's
she
true.
Was the one providing the house. She's the one with all the money, you know, what little money they had, it was from her. She was the one that was providing, you know, vehicles and support. And so she could have left at any time. She could have booted him out at any time. Mm-hmm. There was a spare bedroom at all times. What she did was knowing. I believe she did it competently. And I believe her motivation was her feelings for him. And just, I think, was numb to everything that was going on and just allowed it to happen. It just became part of how she existed.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.